From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a day of mixed messages at the White House about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. President Trump tweeted early in the morning that Flynn should testify and should ask for immunity before testifying before congressional intelligence committees about contacts between President Donald Trump's campaign advisors and Russia. White House spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters at the daily media briefing he was not going to give Mike Flynn or anybody legal advice from the podium about whether he should testify before congressional committees.
Here you have a president who is telling Mike Flynn and others to go up there, make sure, in fact, we talked about the other day with members of the administration that the president we've made volunteered. This doesn't look an administration that's not doing everything it can to get to the bottom of this in the appropriate way.
In a statement issued Thursday, Flynn's attorney, Robert Kellner, said that Flynn certainly has a story to tell and he very much wants to tell it. Previously, Flynn, who served as Trump's national security advisor before being fired, said that only people who are guilty of a crime would seek immunity. President Donald Trump directed his administration to review U.S. trade deficits and clamp down on countries that abuse trade rules. In two executive orders, he said he would start a new chapter for U.S. workers and businesses. The U.S. Commerce Department and the Trade Representative are supposed to report findings on the causes of trade deficits to the president within 3 months. Trump's trade orders come about a week before a visit by China's leader Xi Jinping, where trade issues are expected to be an important part of the agenda. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.